I like to drink water before I start recording. It makes my voice sound a little smoother. I try to always drink the 8 glasses of water that the CDC recommends. More if I'm working out or moving a lot. That's about a half gallon of water a day, and about 3.5 gallons a week to keep me feeling good. So with that math, a village like Tuluksac, with a population of about 370, should go through 1,300 gallons a week. Or, if you're a more visual person, imagine about 16 big bathtubs of water. But in the first week after their fire, Tuluksac only got about 6 big bathtubs of water. The first few cases of water came in from the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation and from a GoFundMe set up by an activist. But according to tribal administrator Melanie Allain, that water was quickly reserved and rationed out to elders and bottle-fed babies. But Allain is used to rationing water. Most people in the YK Delta are.
I've always been conserving my drinking water.
She says she uses the river water for cleaning, but not for drinking.
I would never, ever, no matter how thirsty I am, I wouldn't want to drink the Tuluksac water.
She said the one time she accidentally drank it, she was pregnant and immediately threw up.
It would just regurgitate back out, sorry.
She's pregnant again now, and hopefully she won't have to drink the water this time. Part of the water delivery holdup was because in the first days after the fire, both river and airport runway conditions were poor, which was making it difficult for the village to get their donations. As the airport runway and ice road conditions improved, more water donations started to trickle in. A spokesperson from Donlin Gold said they delivered water over the weekend.
Just from that Donlin Gold, it was able to be only 1.5 gallon per household, which isn't enough.
Indigenous activist CJ Johnson and her team of volunteers were able to get more water in, too.
Alaska Airlines flew out 6 pallets of water for us. So in the 6 pallets alone, we sent 11,520 bottles of water.
Tuluksac is also expecting more shipments from Bureau of Indian Affairs and Indian Health Services. They're sending about a week's worth of water to the village. Also, a director with YKHC said in an email that he knows of 6 pallets of water scheduled to be delivered, but he did not say where the water was coming from. YKHC did not respond to follow-up emails seeking clarification. YKHC is also working on testing a portable water purification system. If it can purify Tuluksac's river water, the Health Corporation will send the purifier upriver. But the testing hasn't been completed yet. Not knowing when they can expect to have potable water again has been stressful for Tuluksac's tribal administrator, Melanie Allain.
I don't know the timeline for the drinking water. That's why I'm so concerned for people in my community. I really wish there was a faster solution.
So far, 1,950 gallons of water have been donated to Tuluksac, about 24 bathtubs worth. In Bethel, I'm Olivia Eberts.